Claudia slept between Anna and Haiti by the wall, and Jose, the expert at bothering people, near her feet. He poked her ankle every morning, just so she'd yelp. Mama left before sunrise for work. While she thought her children were still sleeping, she would kiss everyone goodbye. Claudia would lie awake, pretending to be asleep, so she could remember her presence throughout the day. Mama worked in a warehouse where sewing machines chattered like hard rain all day. Claudia knew the sound stuck to Mama's fingers and followed her home, because sometimes Mama's hands kept moving even when she was too tired to talk. That first night, Claudia watched as Haiti traced a chip in the maroon paint with her fingernail, the way someone might worry a loose thread, and whispered, "I don't like this house." Claudia was just grateful they didn't have to sleep with other families anymore, packed together like suitcases in a room she could never call her own. Jose's foot thumped against Haiti's leg, and he muttered, "The house doesn't like you either." "Stop," Anna said gently, though she smiled at the corner of her mouth. "Come to the living room. I found something."